Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for a Stronger Faith by Tiffany Tabalt. Read by Leah Martin. The Lord is with you while you're with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you. 2 Chronicles 15:2. The Lord. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He determines the course of the planets and the days of our lives. He designed the water cycle and the rotation of the earth. And He still knows how many hairs are on your head at any given moment of any day. The Lord, strong and mighty, who sits on an eternal throne, who one day will have every knee bow before Him, is with you. And He's wanting you to seek Him. This verse is clear and strong in its message. The Lord is with you while you're with Him. God's presence in your life is equal to how much you seek Him or allow Him to be your Lord. A car sitting in a garage will go nowhere on its own. It must be turned on, driven, and given regular maintenance to give you the best driving experience. The same holds true for your faith. We may want the Lord to be with us in all our circumstances and decisions and relationships. Just wanting it, though, doesn't mean that it happens. We must seek Him. This doesn't mean that God's hiding. This simply means that action is required on our part to truly find Him, to know who He is. We can only truly find Him when we're actively seeking the Lord through prayer and spending time in the Bible. Our verse continues by giving us two options for our relationship with the Lord. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He'll forsake you. The truth is echoed in Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek Me and find Me when you search for Me with all your heart. The Lord is a true gentleman. He waits there while we determine the depth of our faith and the level of our commitment to Him. He longs to have a rich relationship with us, but He allows us to determine how deep and rich that relationship will be. How many times have you misplaced your keys or your phone? Until I developed a habit of putting the keys or phone back in the same place every time, I wasted countless moments of searching for those items, causing stress over loss of time and causing me to be late for appointments. In those moments of seeking, I was single-focused. I had to find them. And the same is true for your faith. As you examine your relationship with the Lord, how single-focused are you? How committed are you to seeking Him? Are you committed to daily prayer and Bible study? Are you seeking the Lord more each day? The Lord is there, waiting for you to spend time with Him. Take a few moments right now to seek Him as you meditate on the promise of this verse. Pray to know Him more. Earnestly seek to know Him through reading the Bible. As you continue to seek to know the Lord more, you'll find your faith growing and your relationship with the Lord more satisfying. As your faith grows, you'll begin to find more wisdom and peace in every situation in your life. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You that You are God. Thank You for the promise that this verse gives me. You are with me while I'm with You. Today, I'll seek You for every up and down that comes my way. Today, I'll turn to You in my every joy and struggle. I'll seek Your peace and direction in every situation. Lord, please show Yourself to me. Please guide me, love me, forgive me. I need You more and more every single day. Increase my faith, my love, and my trust in You. In Your name I pray. Amen.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.